This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes. As you promised, there has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are, 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. That's how you know that the rushed and, you know, somewhat rattled performance you just saw from the Speaker isn't real. At this point, during Democrat control over the House of Representatives, they had already brought in Don Jr. three times. And we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. Power of the subpoena and power of the purse. Only thing the 118th Congress is known for at this point is electing Kevin McCarthy Speaker and underwriting Biden's debt. And unfortunately, there's only one of those things we can remediate at this time. Power of the purse. Our leadership right now is asking us to vote for a continuing resolution. A vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the Green New Deal, a vote to continue inflationary spending, and in the most troubling of fashions, a vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the election interference of Jack Smith. Mr. Speaker, we told you how to use the power of the purse. Individual, single subject spending bills that would allow us to have specific review, programmatic analysis, and it would allow us to zero out the salaries of the bureaucrats who have broken bad, targeted President Trump, or cut sweetheart deals for Hunter Biden. September 30th is rapidly approaching, and you have not put us in a position to succeed. There is no way to pass all the individual appropriations bills now, and it's not like we didn't know when September 30th was going to show up on the calendar. I must be better. You must be better. And this House must be better, for it is the last best hope for tens of millions of Republicans. We demand real oversight against this weaponized government. Just look at the bribery. If tens of millions of dollars flowing from foreign corrupt people into the bank accounts of the Biden family wasn't enough for actual impeachment, why were we even looking? Joe Biden deserves impeachment for converting the vice presidency into an ATM machine for virtually his entire family. We all see it. We all know it. Now, moments ago, Speaker McCarthy endorsed an impeachment inquiry. This is a baby step following weeks of pressure from House conservatives to do more. We must move faster. Now, I will concede that the votes I have called for will likely fail. Term limits, balanced budgets, maybe even impeachment. I am prepared for that eventuality because at least if we take votes, the American people get to see who's fighting for them and who's willing to tolerate more corruption and business as usual. Mr. Speaker, dust off our written January agreement. You have a copy. Reflect on the spirit of that agreement and build on the start that we had moments ago. Begin to comply. No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust, votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves. Do these things or face a motion to vacate the chair. And let me alert the country, a motion to vacate might not pass at first, but it might before the 15th vote. And if Democrats bail out McCarthy, as they may do, then I will lead the resistance to this uniparty and the Biden-McCarthy-Jeffries government that they are attempting to build. I know that Washington isn't a town where people are known for keeping their word. Well, Speaker McCarthy, I'm here to hold you to yours.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off or for an additional 10% off. Grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the past, it will not help you this time around.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Tell everybody, don't rely on the fact that you had a vaccine in the past. It will not help you this time around.
Go to hell, New World Order.
Protect you.
We are running from our friends.
Is she all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
Strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Harrison, visit InfoWars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got the tractor beam out of commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay, yes.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just run with us. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on here.
Receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Joe Brown joins us for the balance of the hour. He'll have a lot to talk about. We didn't talk before he came on. I asked him to come on last week. I want to pick his brain about the waterfront and talk about where we are today. TheJudgeJoeBrownShow.com, Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. He's running for mayor of Memphis, one of the great American cities where we get Elvis from and so much more. That's one of the best barbecue around. And he also has his barbecue sauce. You can find that at JudgeJoeBrownShow.com. Judge, it's great to have you here. I see your clips all the time. Feel like, you know, you're part of the family. I watch you constantly, at least four or five times a week. Your clips are viral. But pulling back here, just as an American, as a man, how would you describe where the world is, where America is, and what's going on with the weaponization of the judiciary, the admitted CIA, Justice Department, surveillance, censorship, the governor saying, I'm going to ban your gun rights with no law, the illegal aliens getting driver's license and able to vote, and they get $10,000 in New York, and somebody on Social Security gets $2,000. The human trafficking, I mean, it just seems like they're trying to break our will, but just like Hitler started bombing civilian targets in England at the beginning of World War II in the Blitz, after World War I, as you know, you're a historian, you're a smart guy, 90%+ of the Brits had lost family. 90% in polls were against war, because World War I was just a couple decades behind them. But as soon as Hitler started bombing their houses, it was 99% were pro-war. I don't know why the left thinks attacking us and bullying us is going to make us back down any more than releasing German shepherds and fire hoses on black people that just want a right to vote or be able to eat in a restaurant. And I use that analogy not because you're black, it's just that's the analogy I would use. I mean, I don't know their blind spot, but it's not working. I can tell you out there in the public, people are waking up fast. The numbers show that. So I don't. This looks really explosive where this is going. Maybe I'm missing something that the establishment's missing. Why they think they're going to win, or maybe they're just so disconnected with these airheads like Biden and other people that they can't look at history. Judge Joe Brown, where do you want to start, my friend?
Okay, let's start right in the middle of the whole thing. By the way, that lady governor out in New Mexico, her most dangerous thing was not that she just unilaterally decided to suspend the Second Amendment, which, hey, that's really out there. She also declared she was suspending the First Amendment. That's the really bad one. But quit thinking of this in terms of politics as usual and think about it as a new religion trying to impose itself on the people.
A cult.
LGBTQIA+. It's a cult. It's a religion. But if I can give a little brief explanation. And
yes, sir. You got the floor. We're going to break in 17 minutes. You got the floor.
Okay. No aspersions cast on the religion that I was going to use as an example. But we know there's Christianity, there's Islam, there's Judaism, there is Hinduism, there's Buddhism. Now, if you take the Buddhist, you'll notice there is no deity. It's a system of philosophy, but it is entitled to the respect of a religion, and it's a historic one, it's an ancient one. LGBTQIA has no deity, but it's a system of philosophy. And these are new converts who are zealously attempting to force this new religion down everybody's throat and make it the official religion of the country. If you go to an American building, government building, consulate, embassy, anywhere in the world, you'll see.
No, you're right. The Senate, too,'s got the flags everywhere.
Yeah.
Just interrupt. I'll let you take over. But they just came out with a new Project Veritas, but now James O'Keefe with his program, that major corporations tell their employees, you can't wear crosses. And they're like, well, why is this LGBT festooned everywhere? Because it's the religion. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. You can't have a nativity scene in City Hall or the courthouse, but you can have a rainbow flag hung from the 11th floor of a federal building in D.C. put up there by government employees, the sidewalks, crosswalks painted in rainbow. And you cannot put a cross under the American flag. You can't put a crescent under it. You can't put the multi-pointed Jewish star on it. You can't put a Hindu emblem on it. You can't put an image of Buddha under it. But you can put the rainbow according to what they're doing. They are inculcating the elements of this new secular religion in everything. And essentially what they're doing is taking advantage of the fact that in a system like ours, there's always what you call collateral damage. In other words, being free is not safe. And there are collateral consequences to maintaining those elements of a system that allows people to be free. We are known as the land of the free and the home of the brave. However imperfect we may be in the execution, we're trying. We'll get there. But what we have right now is people who are not so brave, and they want to be protected because they do not perceive that they can do this themselves. So when you have a people who are so fearful that they are willing to give up their freedom in exchange for safety, you have a problem. Now, if you analyze the 20th century, probably the most safe place for anybody outside of being in disfavor, or say Jewish or a gypsy, was Nazi Germany in the early 30s. They had probably the lowest crime rate of any society.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What's going on in the name of religion? In other words, we are imposing something on you for your own good. Now, 55 years ago, I had a visiting professor emeritus from the University of Moscow. It was a woman. At one point in time, this woman had been head of propaganda for the KGB. She was a good communist, but she was a visiting professor emeritus. She was fond of saying that America is in grave danger of becoming a fascist nation. Not from some, quote, jackboot-wearing, goose-stepping, uniformed thugs, but as she put it, from some pink panty-wearing, long-haired hippies that would be glad to impose the worst elements of fascism on the country to protect themselves from the consequences of their lack of courage and from a misguided thought that they were doing you a favor. She said, so you must be continually vigilant in your future in your country, because this is the grave danger that you face. People taking advantage of your constitution and the liberties that it grants to pervert those liberties into something that destroys your system.
Exactly. So they take our basic liberties and give us new fake liberties. So where are we? How is the, and you mentioned this, I'm going to show it on screen. The UNWEF have merged last year. They admit their symbol is actually a rainbow swastika or sun symbol. That's what swastikas are. They're not bad. The ancient Europeans had them, the ancient Africans had them, the ancient Hindus had them, but their symbol is a rainbow swastika. You can't make this up.
Well, yeah, and see, the other thing, too, that's even a misnomer, because, look, if you're going to have a one-world government, their theoretical basis for pushing it on the United States or the supporters is Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. It says that the United States government is supposed to be committed to, quote, enforcing the law of nations, unquote. That's in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. The other thing they're relying upon is Article 6 of the Constitution that says treaties ratified by the Senate are part of the supreme law of the land along with the Constitution. Now, we have treaties that we have ratified that are part of the supreme law of the land that this crowd is trying to say obligates us to follow the dictates of the UN. That ain't going to happen if we just say, no, we're not going to have it. Interestingly enough, I laugh about this one. 1999, President Bill Clinton negotiated a treaty. It was ratified by the Senate. It says the signatories agree to apprehend, detain, and extradite parties who have been indicted or subject to criminal process by the other signatory. You know who the other signatory was?
China.
Ukraine.
Wow.
And in October 2020, early November 2020, the Ukraine Supreme Court ordered a certain multi-page organized crime indictment to be unredacted. The individuals in question were charged with solicitation of treason, perjury, bribery, extortion, et cetera, a number of serious felonies. Guess who one of the most prominently indicted people was? Joe Biden. So technically, under the treaty that's part of the supreme law of the land now, Article 6 of the Constitution, Biden's supposed to be apprehended, detained, and extradited.
Well, it does seem that Biden's blackmailed. So you keep going, Judge, but give me a $35,000.
Now, let me get to the punchline. Are we in Ukraine for a legitimate purpose, or are we there so Biden can bribe his way out of the indictment so when he's no longer in office, he does not get sent over there for prosecution? So,
well, let me give you the punchline. I don't think it's a speculation. He said 5 years ago or longer, he said, I ordered this prosecutor fired and we wouldn't give him the money. So he actually said that.
$14 billion in loan guarantee. It was in January and he was sitting at a table with other people on C-SPAN. I heard it when it was live and I've heard checked it out several times since. Yeah, he did. He said, I'm guilty of extortion and bribery. And by the way, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution says the president or vice president may be impeached and if convicted, et cetera, for three things. One of them's treason. That's not it. Though I have seen stuff that is indicative of that when I reviewed the downloaded three laptops, not one, that Hunter Biden had. Two, it's for bribery. And three, for misdemeanors and felonies in office. They call the felonies high crimes. And since they set the precedent by going after President Trump for the second round of impeachment proceedings after he no longer was president, that's the precedent for going after a former vice president when he no longer holds the office. So technically, he is in a situation where if any president in modern times actually, outside of, say, Richard Nixon, perhaps, was in a position where he could be successfully prosecuted for this, is him.
All right, Judge, I want to pick your brain because that's all fascinating and very important, but we're going to break here in a few minutes. Your 35,000-foot view, the Trump indictments, the craziness, the left, just you're right, total cult, pedo cult, can't control the children cult. Just in a minute and a half as we go to break, how would you describe this battle? Is humanity winning? Is the bad guys winning? What's happening?
Well, we are being shown that we have a common enemy. Those who are against the traditional nuclear family, decency, morality, ethics, and good governance. So black, white, brown, red, yellow, we can all come together to impose this new imposition of a modern secular religion that threatens the very thing that allowed them to arise in this country. So we have to protect our system at all costs, and we need to turn everybody out of office who supports this.
So what you're saying is we have a corporate, it's funded by the corporations, weird sex cult trying to take over society. They want a religion for control that's been corporately rolled out. It's all MI6 CIA admittedly prepared. And we're seeing a rejection of it. You're saying you believe that people are rejecting it, or you think we're starting to win, or are we waking up, or where are we?
I think we're becoming aware of the danger. I think they went wrong with the transsexual involvement, where people see what is happening to women in sports, equity, the threat to this whole thing where boys and girls, one-on-one A and B, led to all of these generations from alley-oop up to present. That's being thrown out of the window because some people selfishly hate themselves.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
War. It's Alex Jones.
Judge Joe Brown's our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I've heard him accurately break down the different types of people. The whole LGBTQPS, now it's like a satanic movement, I'm not joking, it's everywhere. They have the pedophile at the end of it. Why why they personally are into it. But if you look at the CIA, the Tavistock Institute, MI6 in the last 40 years, they've declassified. And the big corporations and the big rich billionaire, even Republican families that are pushing this, admit it's about breaking down civilization and society. So it's the elite, it's the establishment. Look at all the TV shows, all the movies, everything, launching this assault. This is their new culture. Men as effeminates, women as the men, but all guided by the corporate state, and there is a giant rejection of it, but it's so preposterous. Now, we've got women in you know, being overrun by men in their sports, all of it. I mean, look at this video. We'll play a clip before we go to Judge Brown. Trans spokesperson for Ukraine says Ukraine will hunt down Russian propagandists around the world, and they do have Ukrainian hit teams around the planet. So now they're threatening journalists around the planet with a man who says he's a woman up there talking to you. So this is the psychology. Look at this. Drag queen. It's not a drag queen. It's not Bob Hope joking around in a gag dressed like a woman. It's perverts. It's weirdos. It's crazy people. And they call a woman a guy in clown makeup. Drag queen whose group was honored by L.A. Dodgers, arrested for masturbating in public for an hour. So why would the biggest corporations back this? Why would they push this? What's the end game, Judge Joe Brown?
Maybe what the problem is there are members of the corporate entities in question who are converts to the new religion. You see, that LGBTQ, that Q stands, according to their site, for two things, queer and questioning. And perhaps some people questioned to see what it was about, and now they can't back out because they don't want to come out of the closet. Now, it's their right to do what they want to do, get their freak on in the bedroom. That's being an American, being in America. But we also have the right to oppose their propositions.
Sure, sure. I mean, because it's a form of rape. It's the tyranny of the minority. So they're blackmailing each other. It's a sex cult. And we know Rome had problems with sex cults.
And I noticed something strange. Dana Cumberlander and I, with the real Dana, we do this X space, Twitter space formerly, and we were surprised at what we thought were trolls who are gay people who are violently opposed to LGBTQIA as a cult. As one of them put it, you can be Islamic but not support Al-Qaeda or ISIS. You can be a Christian, but that doesn't mean you supported Reverend Jim Jones, no relation to you, and drinking Kool-Aid at church picnics in Guyana. So, in other words, don't conflate the two, because everybody doesn't buy into that. See,
well, that's right, and the corporate media speaks for all these groups.
Yeah, and see, the system we have is one where if you don't like something, oppose it with logic, rationality, reason, analysis, application, experimentation, so you can convince and establish a consensus. What we're running into is the fascist methodology of imposition of rules that prevent there being any dissent. Now, a lot of people call it communism, but it's not, because the communists always had the equivalent of a Politburo where these kind of things could
be hashed out.
This
is a religious pedophile cult.
Yeah, and it's also fascist, because fascism never had the equivalent of some kind of elected Politburo to hash the stuff out. So it's pure and simple fascism. Might be somewhat similar to some aspects of communism, but it's a religion, and if you want
to
see
where we're
going,
it's a fascistic, nihilistic, pervert sex cult.
And where we go with it is go back to the Middle Ages and look what the Catholic Church did with the Crusades. Look at Islam sweeping out zealously to convert everybody.
This is a pedophile sex cult crusade.
Yeah. So we're doing this, and people are conditioned by what has happened over the last 50 years where Hollywood, I've seen it. I was remarking on it when I was observing it. Where is it going? And now I said, I think it's going here. And then later now I say, well, we're here now.
Well, I mean, let's expand on that. If America's ashamed of its culture and taught to hate itself and have a misrepresentation be the culture, then there's a vacuum and the corporations have chosen this as a control arm because it's being pushed by them. Why do you think they've chosen this as the particular poison?
Because some of them are practitioners. A lot of them are sympathizers. A lot of them questioned and tried.
And then they capture your children, and instead of standing up against it, you go under Stockholm Syndrome, and now you're validating your child by joining the cult.
Okay. Now, hold on. Here's what you're doing. You notice they take trannies to read to the children in school. Human children are most receptive to the female componentry. That's just human nature.
Yeah, so, they're grooming children that be ugly men in clown outfits are women.
It gets deeper than that. When mama has a child, child's in diapers, she takes the child on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, whatever the holy day is, to church, synagogue, temple, or mosque, okay? And the child endures for a few hours, and this goes on.
No, you're right. The new religious temple is the pet pedo drag queen time.
Yeah. But here's the difference. Whereas the child becomes a good Christian, Muslim, or Jew, or follower of Buddhism, or Hinduism, or whatever it may be, one time a week, what you get with this is 5 days a week for 6 hours a day, you have this influence where this child is getting inculcated. So by the time they get to be 8 or 9 years old, this child has been conditioned, acculturated, and socialized to this. Now, think about it yourself.
They've been groomed.
Yeah, but think about this. How many songs and things that you got in the first, second, and third, fourth grade do you remember now that you are fully mature and getting to be a senior citizen and all that other stuff? See, it sticks with the kids. So they've been taught something that was fundamentally locked them into something because humans have their character and general personalities fully developed by the time they're 8 years old.
Well, let me stop you. You're totally right. And so this is it. They aren't actually beautiful women or men that even look like women. They're scary it, the clowns, the kids cry, but the mothers force them on them so it's even trauma-based and the children get scared, but this is their new identity and they're being scary on purpose.
Yeah, see, what's happened is it's the end thing to not be biased and prejudiced and be understanding of everybody. That came up with the black
interaction. So you take your child to see a big fat man in a clown outfit who's probably a sex offender.
Yeah. So you're being tolerant. See, we have 55 years since the civil rights era of you have to be tolerant. So they have expanded that, and they have, through Hollywood and entertainment, started a mass campaign that is intensified of glorifying dysfunction. You don't promote the good guy. You don't promote the person who sacrifices for the good cause, except an action adventure movie.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This woman is telling you, and you're more responsive up until 8 years old to the woman telling you something rather than a man. Next thing, you're simultaneously getting a negative image of womanhood. So they are isolating.
Exactly. They're stealing women's identities and then creating a false image of what a woman is. And now all over the country, I see these reports where they're hiring convicted pedophiles to be principals, and they're getting caught. I mean, this is a real cult. How many people do you think they've infiltrated with this cult?
A whole bunch. See, one of the problems I had to deal with on the bench as a criminal court judge, I got elected to 2 8-year terms. But one of the worst types of criminal offense is what practicing pedophiles did to children. It's absolutely horrible. You corrupt the child for life. You corrupt the people that they influence, and it's a vampire thing. A vampire bites somebody, they turn into a vampire, they bite somebody, and it increases. The problem is that we used to, I'd have them analyzed before sentencing, and they'd come up and they'd put transducers on their penises and they'd show them stuff and see what they got an erection on. They'd look at ordinary normal sex, nothing's going on. They start looking at children having simulated sex, and they'd get rock hard erections because that's just the way they're hardwired. Now, we're supposed to say that because somebody has a proclivity to do something, it should be allowed because anything goes. No.
Oh, the head of the Young Turks said he wants to legalize sex with animals and wants to pleasure pigs and donkeys.
Yeah. Well, let's extend it a little further. Let's take another popular category of sex offenders, the rapists. For the most part, a lot of them have a psychological drive that is very motivating and compelling, let's say. But are you going to let them go around and rape? No, you say, I don't care whether you want to feel compelled to. You can't. And if you do, you will be punished and put away for the
safety
of
society. And that's why having pedophiles work for the system. We learned the CIA in Afghanistan put thousands of pedophiles in charge of all the little towns on purpose because they said as long as we give them kids, they'll do whatever we say. So they're the perfect cult robot.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, the Ukraine again. If you read what Putin and company are putting out, it's not what we're being told this whole thing is about. They have three things that they say they're dealing with in the Ukraine. One, to prevent the resurgence of Nazism because nothing got done after World War II with the Nuremberg trials with Ukraine that supplied a lot of Nazi converts.
Yeah, we always hear the Nazis hit in Argentina, but most of them hit in Ukraine.
Yeah, well, nothing ever got done in Ukraine because Stalin said they're now back into the Soviet Union. We'll take care of it, but nothing had happened. So Putin's putting it out that he's dealing with resurgent Nazism. Next thing he says he's doing, which brings us to this, is he's fighting this attempt by America to impose this rainbow cult on the rest of the world. And third thing, he says he's attempting to redeem Ukraine from the sex slavery that they have so heavily gotten involved in. You see, so that's three bad things that we don't hear about, and we push two of them.
And by the way, I'm not even defending Putin, but everything he says is true. Ukraine is just rampant Nazis. That's what it was at World War II. Rampant sex trade. And then they're trying to make Russia do the same pedophile stuff, and the Russians aren't buying it. They recognize an outside cult.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, Russia has had a man-up program for the last 5 years. The People's Republic of China, 2 years ago in January, came up with an official man-up
program. That's what they're copying. So the Russians were manning up. The Chinese are manning up. In fact, all this LGBTQ stuff is outlawed in those countries, basically, especially China.
And what are we doing?
Pushing it.
Yeah. So, see, this is our collateral damage to our system. They have a right to advocate doing it, but we have a right to oppose it. So what they're trying to do is strip our right to oppose it. So they use the system for purposes that our way of doing things would not allow them to get because they could not convince the public that this is the way to go, to give up boys and girls 101A and B. And give up girl watching and boy watching.
Judge, the time goes by so fast, we're almost out of time. Finish up on this and solutions to fight it. And then the Trump indictments as a judge, where you see the elections, other key things you want to add.
Okay, number one, I'm running for mayor in Memphis to bring sanity back to the place because every one of my opponents is staunchly into gun control stuff where we have probably the highest murder rate in America. It's an unfortunate thing, but what they want to do is disarm folk and think that somehow or another that's going to stop the criminality. And I know from 50 years of dealing with it, the crooks ain't following the law anyway. And everything you need to stop criminality is already on the books if you would enforce it or you'd be serious about it. And the next thing that comes out of that is we've got to stop this kind of stuff where everybody just says it's all right to ruin the children. It's all right to not just tolerate people doing it, but to jump on board. It's all right to steal. It's all right to be unethical. It's all right to emasculate your society. It's all right for the privileged corporate entities to rip the public off. And in Memphis, getting billions of dollars that the taxpayers put in the trough and just limited the outcome and the benefit to a very few. So I'm running for mayor. You just can't let this happen because this is not what I've been about for my whole life. So I'm out there and I put my hat in the ring, and our early voting starts tomorrow, Friday, and runs through the 30th, and the general election's October 5th. And back on the to Trump thing, what is he saying? What are you saying? What have I said? We have a problem with fixed elections. Well, in January 2021, when the Justice Department said that there were no election improprieties in the country of any significance, 2 days later, they issued their quarterly report on Memphis Shelby County and said, once again, there was not a fair election because the voting machines are horribly corrupt. And oh, by the way, we put the money up 13 years ago to replace all these machines that the local yokels have not done. So they have been having another corrupt election. So now we have new voting machines. So let's see what happens. So all of these things go into the mix. And Orwell said this in 1984, double speak, say one thing, mean another. And we have to be vigilant to pay attention to these types of propaganda. And there are better things than sitting down watching ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are other ways of finding information. So let's take those means and pay attention to what's going on.
I totally agree. We're out of time, but at gut level, I think the tide's turning. I think we're winning if we can just hold on. Do you agree humanity's starting to win, or where are we?
I see a backlash about to happen, a bad backlash. We are not only going to push back, we're going to smack something down. When this governor said she's outlawing the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, what did the people do in Albuquerque? They showed up armed. There were thousands of them, and the police were going, not us. Now, maybe they'll come back and identify people in the video clips and indict them. But
well, that's the thing. If we were doing a real insurrection on January 6th, we'd be running things. We're not fascists. Exactly. And you saw the sheriffs go, whoa, we're about to have a war. Stop. I agree. The left is pushing too far.
Yeah, and it's like human nature is human nature, and you can't get away from it. So here you go. People said, we're not having it. Don't tread on us. So come do something about it. You see, power to the people. And she's way out of line, and in fact, she broke several federal laws by doing what she did, and if she does one thing to try to implement it, they're felonies, she ought to be prosecuted. And the U.S. attorney in the area ought to indict her, get her indicted before.
Absolutely. We love you, brother. Thank you so much for being on. Everybody needs to support you. It's the best site, JudgeJoeBrownShow.com, or where we go to support your run for mayor in Memphis.
JJB2023.com. Go there and visit the site. You can even contribute a little money to JJB in 2023 for mayor of Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, if you're not busy next week,
take back your town.
If you're not busy next week, you should host an hour. We love you, brother. Thank you.
All right.
Boom.
Peace to you.
That guy's smart as hell. A lot of smart people, man. We need him in government big time. Think he doesn't have something to do? He's doing it because he cares about the people. All right. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, coming up. We'll talk about everything straight ahead. Don't forget, Real Red Pill Plus sold out. It's incredible. Finally back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.